Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you an exclusive interview with V. Srinivas, Secretary, Department of Administrative Reforms and Public Grievances, on the eve of 17th Civil Services Day. Interviewer is Lalima Anija Dang.
In India, National Civil Service Day is celebrated every year on April the 21st in recognition of the invaluable services rendered by civil servants to the nation. Well, this date marks the famous address by Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, India's first Home Minister, in 1947 to the first batch of IAS at Metcalfe House in Delhi. Well, for more on this, we are now joined by Shri V. Srinivas, Secretary, Department of Administrative Reforms and Public Grievances. Welcome to Akashvani Studio, sir.
Thank you for inviting me.
Mr. Srinivas, why must we celebrate the Civil Services Day? What is the significance behind it?
The Civil Services Day is an occasion for the civil servants to rededicate themselves to the cause of the citizen and renew their commitments to public service and excellence in work. The date, 21st April, as you rightly said, is chosen to commemorate the day when the first Home Minister of Independent India, Sardar Vallabhbhai Patelji, addressed the probationers of the Administrative Service Officers in 1947 at Metcalfe House, Delhi, wherein he referred to the civil servants as the steel frame of India. Honorable Prime Minister Modi has revamped and scaled up the Civil Services Day events and restructured under his personal supervision the Prime Minister's Award Scheme for Excellence in Public Administration. Today, more than 95% of India's districts participate in the scheme and document their contributions for national development.
Indeed, sir, awards are always a positive reinforcement. So what are the programs lined up for tomorrow, that is Monday, which is the Civil Services Day?
The theme for the 17th Civil Services Day 2025 is Vikasit Bharat, Holistic Development of India with Focus on the Saturation Approach. The events that are lined up are the Civil Services Day celebrations at Vigyan Bhavan, New Delhi, which feature an awards event with the Honorable Prime Minister presenting the Prime Minister's Awards for Excellence in Public Administration to award-winning civil servants. There is a plenary session titled Civil Services Reforms, Challenges and Opportunities, which will be chaired by the Cabinet Secretary of India. And there are four breakaway sessions on priority sector programs, including strengthening urban transportation, chaired by the Honorable Minister of Housing and Urban Affairs, promoting Swasth Bharat through Ayushman Bharat PM Jan Arogya Yojana and Ayushman Arogya Mandir, which is chaired by the Honorable Minister of Health and Family Welfare, promoting nutrition and women for women and children through the mission Saksham Anganwadi and Poshan 2.0, which is chaired by the Honorable Minister for Women and Child Development, and the Aspirational Blocks Program, chaired by BVR Subramaniamji, the CEO of Niti Aayog. Further, the Civil Services Day events are being celebrated across India in all states and even in some of the districts.
How is Department of Administrative Reforms and Public Grievances, DAPRG as we call it in short, involved in celebrating the Civil Services Day? Are there any other nodal agencies involved as well?
The Department of Administrative Reforms and Public Grievances is the nodal department in Government of India for the Civil Services Day celebrations. The DARPG collaborates with all ministries and departments of the Government of India, all states and union territories, and all the district collectors for implementing the scheme of the PM's awards for excellence in public administration. These are conferred on Civil Services Day. The DRPG also collaborates with ministries and departments and state governments for knowledge dissemination, curating the sessions regarding the Civil Services Day, and also issues a number of social media posts, media briefings, and extensive outreach.
And so, how would you see the civil services contribution in shaping the future of the country, particularly when we talk about the welfare of citizens? Because welfare of citizens is closely linked with governance, or quote-unquote, good governance.
As an institution, the civil services, particularly the All India Services, have always commanded considerable respect from the people of India. Such respect emanates from the perception that decision-making is neutral and unbiased and would enable the nation to achieve the objectives outlined in the preamble of the Constitution. The New Age competency remains anchored in the foundational values of integrity, building credibility, trust in the institution of the civil services. These values are foundational and non-negotiable. The moral principles are reflected in the conduct rules for civil servants and also include financial probity, integrity in work, intellectual honesty in tendering advice, and morality in personal life. The New India Civil Service are envisaged as agents of change, striving for reforms and transformational governance, relentless pursuit of excellence, which can be achieved with enormous amount of dedication and seriousness of purpose.
So Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel ji very rightly called it the steel frame of the country. Well, sir, as we celebrate the good work done by the civil servants on the Civil Services Day, any success stories you would like to share with us?
It is very important that citizen-centric governance models have been highlighted in the holistic development of India with a saturation approach. So 12 priority sector programs have been taken and holistic development of districts was monitored as an evaluated as an award-winning criteria. Similarly, innovations at central ministries level and states are also being awarded. So there are three such examples. The Gomati district of Tripura, which has achieved enormous progress across 11 government schemes through Jan Bhagidari, encouraged behavioral change approaches through sanitation, gender sensitization, also environmental conservation, and remarkable progress in implementing flagship programs would be one of the districts that is being awarded. Similarly, amongst the innovations in states, the Shiksha Setu Axum, which is an AI-driven initiative implemented through the Samagra Shiksha of Assam Department of School Education, is being awarded. The PM Vishwakarma model scheme, which is a fully digital paperless initiative of the Ministry of MSME to support India's traditional artisans, is being awarded.
And how do you see the civil services evolution in the last 10 years particularly? Do you see any reforms which have been undertaken?
Under the visionary leadership of Honorable Prime Minister Modi, the governance landscape of India has radically changed in scale, scope, and learning paradigms. India has succeeded in transforming technologically obsolete institutions into modern-day digital institutions which benefit millions of Indians. Today, the rural countryside has changed. You can see banking correspondents, e-mitras, common service centers which have bridged the gap between the internet poor and the internet rich. As India celebrates the Amritkal period, the Honorable Prime Minister has given a clarion call for adoption of next generation reforms by bridging the gap between government and citizens. So this vision of the Honorable Prime Minister is being translated into reality by the DRPG with secretariat reforms, special campaigns for institutionalizing swachhata and reducing pendency, benchmarking of governance and services, redressal of public grievances, improving service delivery, recognizing meritocracy and replication of good governance practices.
Mr. Srinivas, what are the key challenges which the civil servants face in delivering public services?
The 21st century has witnessed a significant expansion of civil service processes and responsibilities. Recruitment has become highly competitive, training norms are stringent, and performance appraisal is timely, and constant evaluations have been introduced on the capacity of civil servants to meet current challenges. Effective management of public resources has necessitated a transparent and accountable system of delivery. The regulatory oversight by the Central Vigilance Commission, the Controller and Auditor General, the Central Bureau of Investigation has increased. Clearly, accountability levels today are far higher than they ever were in the past.
You spoke about accountability. Now talking about a digitized India, how can technology be leveraged to improve the delivery of public services, Mr. Srinivas?
The Honorable Prime Minister has given a clarion call for next generation administrative reforms, in which he has said that government will ensure that all facilities like service delivery should reach citizens up to the last mile, and it should reach the last person seamlessly without hesitation or any kind of difficulty. For the overall development of the nation, unnecessary interference by government and government processes in the lives of people has to be ended. So this envisages a considerable improvement in the ease of living as also the ease of doing business. So e-governance has been adopted in a very big way to simplify the citizens' interface with government. It brings forward the government and citizens closer using technology, and the model of maximum governance, minimum government envisages a digitally empowered citizen and a digitally transformed institution.
Let's take a look at the civil service reforms outside India. Well, China was the first country to introduce civil service around 200 BC during the Han dynasty. Are there any successful examples of civil service reforms or innovations that have been implemented in other countries?
The government of India has, through the Ministry of External Affairs and the National Center for Good Governance, tried to replicate a number of innovations as also best practices in many nations with whom we have bilateral collaborations. In fact, the National Center for Good Governance has emerged as one of India's largest capacity building institutions for international civil servants. It currently is doing about 47 programs per year for 34 countries. So far, in the last 5 years, 74 capacity building programs have been conducted with over 2,700 civil servants from Bangladesh, 34 capacity building programs for 1,050 civil servants from Maldives. There are capacity building programs for civil servants from Sri Lanka, Cambodia, Gambia, Latin American countries, African countries, which have been held. The emphasis is on sharing India's good governance practices with countries of the Global South under the Indian Technical and Economic Cooperation Program. And it is envisaged that over the next 5 years, the National Center for Good Governance would conduct capacity building programs for an additional 8,000 international civil servants.
That's indeed quite a figure. This government places a lot of importance and significance on good governance and accountability. In fact, 25th of December has been declared as the Good Governance Day, Honorable Atal Bihari Vajpayee's birth anniversary. Now, what is the role of civil services in promoting good governance and accountability, Mr. Srinivas?
At the heart of effective policymaking is the deep commitment to the principles of social equity, justice, transparency, and accountability. The citizens remains the centrality of a civil servant's odyssey. Saturation approach of priority sector schemes has been the defining goal of the government's all-round, all-pervasive, all-inclusive development model. The Prime Minister's awards for excellence in public administration have been restructured to assess the all-round development of districts on a saturation approach.
So could you share some examples of good governance practices which have been implemented in the civil services with us?
I'd like to share one example of the Chintan Shivir model, which is a futuristic model of governance representing far-reaching administrative reform in the Amritkal period. It brings about significant team building as also changes in behavioral competencies and breaking down vertical silos to ensure that organizations are vibrant and live institutions.
And so how can civil servants stay relevant and effective in this very rapidly changing world?
As I said, lakhs of Indians have benefited from the expansion of internet access networks, which has helped reduce the digital divide. Technological progress is visible in many of India's welfare state programs, and this is going to be continued, and it makes the civil servant relevant and effective in modern-day governance.
Right. And what do you think are essentially the skills and qualities which are required of civil servants in the future?
Decision-making in 21st century has become far more complex and has to be based on robust data sets. There is a need for great emphasis on data collection, collation and analysis for considered decision-making.
Last but not the least, sir, we all know that preparing for civil services is a huge task. It takes a lot of hard work to become a civil servant. What would your message be to the aspirants who are preparing for civil services, and what should their approach be towards this coveted service?
Viksit Bharat in 2047 envisages civil servants as agents of change, striving for administrative reforms and transformational governance models. Relentless pursuit of excellence can only be achieved with enormous amount of dedication and seriousness of purpose.
Right. On that note, thank you, Mr. Srinivas, for coming to Akashvani Studio and sharing your views on the Civil Services Day, which is the 21st of April. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
You were listening to an exclusive interview with V. Srinivas, Secretary, Department of Administrative Reforms and Public Grievances, on the eve of 17th Civil Services Day. Interviewer was Lalima Aneja Dang. This program was produced and presented by the New Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.
Spotlight.